The Hidden Force of Life: How the Coulomb Interaction Shaped Earth and Everything on It. If you rub a balloon against your hair and stick it to a wall, you've just performed a simple act of electrostatics. The balloon clings because electrons have moved, creating opposite charges that attract. It's a familiar classroom trick, a fleeting bit of static electricity. Yet the invisible interaction behind it, the Coulomb force, is among the most fundamental and far-reaching laws of nature. This single force, the attraction and repulsion between electric charges, governs the structure of matter, the chemistry of life, the stability of the oceans, and even the storms that water the land. From the smallest atom to the largest ecosystem, the same physical principle quietly determines whether a planet can live. The universal electric fabric of nature. The Coulomb force, named after 18th-century physicist Charles Augustin de Coulomb, is simple to express yet infinitely powerful. Opposite charges attract, like charges repel, and the strength of that attraction falls off with the square of the distance between them. Inside every atom, negatively charged electrons are drawn toward positively charged nuclei by this electrostatic pull. Quantum mechanics defines how these electrons can occupy specific energy states, but it is the Coulomb force that provides the very framework within which quantum rules operate. Without electrostatics, there would be no atom stable enough to build upon. When atoms share or exchange electrons, they form chemical bonds, ionic, covalent, hydrogen, or the weaker van der Waals interactions that hold larger molecules together. Every such bond is a different way of balancing positive and negative charges. In that sense, all of chemistry, and therefore all of biology, is electrostatics in motion. Liquid water, the molecular triumph of electrostatics. Among all molecules on Earth, water is the supreme example of electrostatic engineering. Each water molecule consists of two hydrogen atoms bound to one oxygen atom. Because oxygen attracts electrons more strongly than hydrogen, it holds a slight negative charge, while the hydrogens carry slight positives. This uneven distribution creates a permanent dipole moment, allowing water molecules to attract one another through hydrogen bonds, directional electrostatic linkages that are strong enough to hold but weak enough to break and reform. Beneath these directional bonds lies a sea of subtle van der Waals forces, arising from tiny fluctuations in electron clouds that induce fleeting dipoles. Together, these forces give water its exceptional cohesion. A molecule of similar size, such as hydrogen sulfide, H2S, would boil at around minus 80 degrees Celsius. But water, bound by the Coulomb force, remains liquid across the range of temperatures where life flourishes. Earth's rivers, oceans, and cells owe their existence to these invisible electrical attractions. The solvent of life: how polarity dissolves the world. Water's polarity does more than hold molecules together. It also allows them to come apart. The positive and negative ends of the water molecule surround ions from dissolved salts and minerals, pulling them into solution. When a crystal of sodium chloride meets water, the oxygen atoms face sodium's positive ions, while the hydrogens turn toward chloride's negatives. Each ion becomes encased in a hydration shell, stabilized by countless tiny Coulomb attractions between water molecules and the ion's charge. This property, the ability to dissolve, makes water the universal solvent. It allows nutrients to circulate, enzymes to operate, and cells to function. Metabolism itself depends on this molecular diplomacy. Ions must move, react, and recombine, all mediated by electrostatic attraction. Without it, oceans would be sterile pools and biochemistry impossible. The same force that sticks a balloon to a wall enables a drop of seawater to hold the ingredients of life. Water in the air, the Coulomb force behind the weather. The story of water's electrostatic nature continues upward into the atmosphere. A water molecule has a molecular weight of 18 grams per mole, whereas the average for dry air, mostly nitrogen and oxygen, is about 29 grams per mole. This difference, small but significant, makes moist air lighter than dry air. As humid air rises, it expands and cools. When it cools enough, water vapor condenses into droplets, forming clouds. That condensation releases latent heat, the stored electrostatic energy from breaking hydrogen bonds, which in turn makes the air even warmer and more buoyant. This self-amplifying process drives convection, thunderstorms, and the global water cycle. It transports heat from the equator to the poles and returns fresh water to the continents. Without water's light molecular mass, high heat of vaporization, and cohesive hydrogen bonds, all products of the Coulomb force, there would be no clouds, no rain, and no living planet continually renewed by storms. Ice that floats, the planet's life-saving anomaly. Water's electrostatic character also produces one of nature's rarest and most consequential quirks: its solid form is less dense than its liquid form. When water freezes, its molecules arrange into an open, hexagonal lattice, each molecule hydrogen bonded to four others. This structure maximizes electrostatic stability but leaves empty space, making the solid lighter. The result? Ice floats. This anomaly may seem trivial, but it is the reason Earth remained habitable through deep freezes. Floating ice forms a protective layer that insulates the liquid water beneath. Fish, algae, and bacteria survive through winter under this natural shield. During ancient Snowball Earth episodes, when the planet was nearly encased in ice, this property prevented the oceans from freezing solid. The floating ice reflected sunlight, slowed carbon dioxide uptake by photosynthetic algae, and gave the atmosphere time to accumulate greenhouse gases from volcanoes, eventually warming the planet again. If ice sank, the oceans would have frozen from the bottom up, killing nearly all life. The geometry of hydrogen bonds, a direct expression of the Coulomb force, quite literally saved the biosphere. The long dance of life and climate. Over geological time, the sun has brightened by nearly a third, yet Earth's surface temperature has remained within the narrow range where water is liquid. This stability results from a delicate interplay between biological activity and geochemical cycles, all grounded in electrostatic chemistry. As photosynthetic life flourished, it pulled CO2 from the air, weakening the greenhouse effect and cooling the planet. Volcanic and metamorphic processes return CO2, warming it again. The carbon silicate cycle, the planet's long-term thermostat, depends entirely on reactions such as carbonate formation and dissolution, each step a negotiation of charges and bonds at the molecular level. From early sulfur bacteria that used light to oxidize sulfur dioxide to cyanobacteria that split water and released oxygen, every transformation in Earth's atmosphere traces back to the same electrostatic foundation. Even the oxygen that fills our lungs is a byproduct of Coulomb forces acting within the photosynthetic machinery of ancient microbes. The gecko's grip, life harnessing the invisible. The Coulomb force doesn't just sustain life passively. Living creatures have evolved to exploit it directly. The most striking example is the gecko, whose feet let it run effortlessly up vertical glass walls. Each gecko toe is covered in millions of microscopic hairs called cilii, which branch into hundreds of nanoscale spatulae. When these tips touch a surface, the electrons in the gecko's foot and those in the wall interact through fleeting van der Waals forces, minute electrostatic attractions arising from temporary charge fluctuations. Each individual force is vanishingly small, but multiplied across billions of contact points, they produce a powerful, reversible adhesion. The gecko can cling, release, and reattach its foot almost instantaneously, an exquisite biological exploitation of the same interaction that binds molecules and holds water together. Even snails use similar principles, mixing electrostatics with capillary forces in their mucus to climb vertical surfaces. Nature, it seems, is full of creatures that quietly master the laws of physics. From balloons to biospheres, the unity of the force. It's astonishing to realize that all of these phenomena, the balloon sticking to a wall, the liquidity of water, the floating of ice, the rise of clouds, the chemistry of life, and the grip of a gecko, are simply different expressions of one universal interaction. The Coulomb force binds electrons to nuclei and atoms to molecules, holds water together and gives it the power to dissolve, makes ice float, saving the oceans, determines that water vapor is lighter than air, driving weather and climate, governs the chemistry of greenhouse gases and photosynthesis, allows animals to climb walls through van der Waals adhesion. A single law, opposites attract, underlies everything from a child's balloon to the survival of life through planetary ice ages. A simple force, a living world. The Coulomb force is mathematically simple, yet from that simplicity arises the immense complexity of the natural world. It is not a thunderous or miraculous power, but a quiet, universal one. A patient sculptor working invisibly through every molecule, every droplet, every living cell. It binds the electrons of atoms, folds the molecules of life, shapes the clouds and oceans, and steadies the climate of a fragile world. Without it, there would be no chemistry, no rain, no breath, no thought, only a silent and sterile cosmos. If one were to look for the mark of a great architect, perhaps it is not in temples or miracles, but in possibility itself. In laws so elegantly balanced that they give rise to water, air, and consciousness. The architect did not create monuments to be worshipped. He created the conditions for life, and that is what we should cherish. The same invisible force that lets a balloon cling to a wall binds the seas to the planet, the clouds to the sky, and the pulse of the living to the fabric of matter. It is the quiet thread that ties the physical to the living, the simple force that made a living world. The miracle is not that the universe exists, but that it allows itself to be alive. References: Ball, Philip. Life's Matrix, A Biography of Water. New York, Farrar, Strauss, and Giroux, 2001. Berenson, Herman J.C. Simulating the Physical World, Hierarchical Modeling from Quantum Mechanics to Fluid Dynamics. Cambridge, Cambridge University Press, 2007. Chaplin, Martin. Water Structure and Science. London Southbank University, 2010. Coulomb, Charles Augustine Day. Premier Memoir sur l'électricité et le magnétisme. Histoire de l'Académie Royale des Sciences, 1785. De Benedetti, Pablo G., and Stanley H. Eugene. Supercooled and Glassy Water. Physics Today 56, No. 6, 2003, 40-46. Eisenberg, David, and Cosman, Walter. The Structure and Properties of Water. New York, Oxford University Press, 1969. Farron, Alberto G., Catling, David C., and Zonnell, Kevin J. Faint Young Sun Paradox, Warm Early Earth and Mars. Space Science Reviews 216, No. 9, 2020, 1-43. Israelachvili, Jacob N. Intermolecular and Surface Forces. 3rd ed. San Diego, Academic Press, 2011. Kell, George S. Density, Thermal Expansivity, and Compressibility of Liquid Water from 0 degrees to 150 degrees Celsius, Correlations and Tables for Atmospheric Pressure and Saturation Reviewed and Expressed on 1968 Temperature Scale. Journal of Chemical and Engineering Data 20, No. 1, 1975, 97-105. Clyden, Axel, and Lorenz, Ralph D., eds. Non-Equilibrium Thermodynamics and the Production of Entropy, Life, Earth, and Beyond. Berlin, Springer, 2005. Loschmidt J. zur Größe der Luftmoleküle. Sitzungsbereich der Kaiserlichen Akademie der Wissenschaften, Vienna, 1865. Nield, Donald A., and Bejan, Adrian. Convection in Porous Media. 5th ed. Cham, Springer, 2017. Pierre Humbert, Raymond T. Principles of Planetary Climate. Cambridge, Cambridge University Press, 2010. Pelkey, Roger A. Mesoscale Meteorological Modeling. 2nd ed. San Diego, Academic Press, 2002. Stanley, H. Eugene, et al. The Puzzle of Liquid Water, A Review. Journal of Physics, Condensed Matter 12, No. 8, 2000, A403-A412. Stickler, David, and Neild, Donald. The Thermodynamics of Snowball Earth. Earth Science Reviews 184, 2018, 1-14. Sue, Ya, and Cretan, Costantino. Van der Waals Adhesion and Biological Attachment. Journal of Adhesion 96, No. 10, 2020, 889-914. Witten, Kenneth W., Davis, Raymond E., Peck, M. Larry, and Stanley, George G. General Chemistry. 11th ed. Boston, Cengage Learning, 2018.